So, look what God said. So shall my word be that go forth from my mouth. You know, when you speak the word, that's God's word going forth from his mouth, because we are his family. We are one with him. Do you understand that? When you are speaking the word of God, that's God talking. You didn't come up with that. He made you one with him. You need to get that in you, in your spirit. So you know when you're talking to the devil, you're not talking out of your head. You're not just saying loose words. You're saying, you need to let Satan know this is God talking. So shall my word be that go forth from my mouth. See, this is where your faith comes in. It shall not return to me void. My word will never return to me void. But it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. He didn't say it might, it shall. Hallelujah. Prosper. It shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Now watch this. Let me see where I want to go. I want to back up. And prosper where I send it. Hebrews. I didn't give you all this from this in the notes, but I didn't give you. Hebrews 13. Now watch this now. Hebrews 13:8 says what? Y'all know it. Jesus Christ, same when? Yesterday, today, and forever. What does Psalm 107 verse 20 says? Anybody know? He did what? He sent his word. And what happened? And healed them. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. All that were oppressed of the devil. Other word, what I want you to see from this, his word never returned him void. And his word was sent. His word healed. Jesus said out of his own mouth, because he was the sent one. Hallelujah. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Isn't that right? He anointed me. I've been anointed to do this. So this word will never, never, and never return to him void. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And that same word is in your spirit when you receive it. And that word will do in your mouth what it did in Jesus' mouth. Why? Because we're one with him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, this is what happened. This is what it called people to rise up to the place where the word means more to them than anything else. The word of God is food to our spirits, satisfying our ever longing. So how hungry are you? Proverbs 18:15, Passion Translation. And I'm going to start closing up now. Passion translated 1815. Listen to this. You can read on this. They'll get it up here in a minute. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:15. Hallelujah. The spiritually hungry are always ready to learn more, for their hearts are eager to discover new truths. I'm going to read it again. Y'all can't get it up? All right. The spiritually hungry are always ready to learn more. Are you hungry spiritually? Are you dried and withered up? For their hearts are eager to discover new truth. And I got to read this one and let you go, I think. Let me see. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Can y'all put up Philippians 3:10? How hungry are you? This is in the Passion also. And I what? Continually long to, And I continually long to know the wonders of Jesus more fully. So when you're hungry, that's what happens. And to experience the overflowing power of his resurrection working in me. I will be one with him in his suffering. And I will be one with him in his death. So what did Jesus die to? What did he die to? He died to sin, didn't he?